lower the wages too.
Was the ability to say, okay, you can still it coincided with the sexual liberation, right? So sexual liberation takes place. Woman can be able, she's like, I can have sex with whoever I want to at any time. Then the government says, okay, cool, you have sex, you have a baby, then we can help you with that, as long as you don't have no dude in the house, right? So it's it was a plan all along, so that specifically that they could have more power, but specifically to Black people, right? Like that's the caveat that I think that most people don't realize, that the feminist movement was designed to figure out a way. And I'm not even pro-Black like that, but I've done enough research to see that the whole plan, one of the main plans, is to make sure that Black people don't get to a position of power. And because if that wasn't the case, I mean, what was that? Before civil rights, Blacks, and y'all know this, was 80% being married. And it was the marriage was intact for long periods of time. And so therefore, you couldn't get to the woman without going through the man, so to speak. Even stories they talking about, trying to say that, well, the man was out here doing his thing or whatnot. We don't know that, right? That was the case, that was happening, but we cannot say that was the majority of things that were taking place. So it is a plan of the enemy, as I would call it, the devil, to make sure that the plan, that the families are not together. Because the ordination, the origination of it is Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and endure the earth. And if you don't have man and woman in the house raising kids, then you have chaos. And that's what you're seeing today.
Exactly. We're about to pull up this stat right quick. And I know Illa had to say something. Go ahead, Illa. And then we're going to pull up one of these, some more topics. My bad, y'all. Go ahead.
No doubt. Real quick, I think... ultimately, I wouldn't say this is a good thing, but I think what feminism has done, because sometimes people is only as good as their options. And I said this in the past before, that a lot of women did things because the society didn't allow them to do it. That didn't mean they didn't want to do it. But I feel like feminism has exposed that women are not a monolith. And no matter how much we want to stick to some type of people are just balls of energy that are attracted to certain things. We try to look at people through this monolith lens of religion or whatever. People are beings, and they feel differently. And we live in a sensational world. When people are given a power, it's like your child. They're gonna behave because you gave them parameters, but you give them a little more, they're gonna do a little more. So I feel like we live in an era where women are now being honest. We may not like it. It may go against what we think, but every woman don't want to be your wife. Every woman don't want to sit in the house with you. That don't mean they're right. That don't mean they're wrong. I just think feminism has allowed women to be who they truly want to be, and men gotta adjust because they not what we thought they were. So I feel like just like men, they say women will the Disney effect to women. I think the Disney effect hit harder to men because we thought they were just these symbols of love who just wants these, flowers and candy and all that. And they, a lot of them really never did. Even women that are wives, women are more wilder and a little more. Even good women, they are more wilder than you would like. A lot of women bridle that down because they don't want the shame of society. But regardless of what we think, that doesn't mean that's what they are. So I think that's the only thing feminism down. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that they being who they wanted to be.
You think
that's why this space exists?
Gotta remove the mask and the facade.
Thank you.
Of what some women wanted. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You think the
that's why this space exists, bro?
Can you walk me through that, Ill? You said the nature. You think the nature of woman is what?
I think it's the nature of people, humans. I don't think it's a male female thing. I think the nature of humans is very more wilder than we want to admit. I think because we live in such constructed systems. I'm not saying it shouldn't be no order, because you can still live your life and still treat your neighbor right and still be respectful. You don't have to have a wife and kids to be a productive person in society. I'm not saying you shouldn't have it. I'm just saying, when you really think about what life, what we need to be people in to be a successful society, you just got to have respect and treat each other right and fair and balanced laws. You don't got to be somebody's husband. You don't have to be somebody's husband.
Okay, so you're saying that the monolith part is what you're saying. I would argue that most, like 90% of women want to be married. 90%.
I think I don't believe that. I think a lot of women want. I think a lot of women do want to be married. I agree. But I think a lot of women want the marriage experience. That's not the same.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
married, but that don't mean they want to be married. Because like me, I might want to get on a roller coaster. It's an experience. But do I want to live in one? Do I want to be in one every day? No. It's a vibe. Right. So women want the experience of the thrill of the wedding. But after a while, they get monotonous and they leave.
We can agree with that point. That I think 90% of women want a wedding.
They don't want to be wives.
The women
don't want to be wives.
Yeah, we're going.
The girlfriend is the wife.
And then not only that,
experiences and sensations.
So they all, the majority don't want that, right? So not only that, the majority of women want the same type of dude. Right. As Prototype says on the show, he says that all you got to do is feed and entertain a woman. Right? You feed and entertain a woman, you're good.
But that falls into my point, though, brother. Because if you just want a certain type of guy, that means you want an experience. See, when a man leaves a woman, we're looking for a certain type of treatment, not necessarily she has to look a certain way. Women want a certain look, a certain income, a certain demeanor. They want an experience.
That the majority of women want the same thing. You're saying that they're not, and I'm saying that they are, because if they were not, then you would see men kind of you would see diversity going on. And that's what you see.
I think they all want an experience. I don't think they all want to be married.
I agree with that. Yeah,
that was. I like.
I think Hink and Darwin, both of y'all wanted to say something.
No, I was saying like we do talk a lot about what women would want to do, but I would say, I mean, right now we got the benefit of having multiple women to be able to speak on that. I think it might want to just do that, like. I mean, we can do a little quick poll, like not even a poll. Do y'all really honestly think that 90% of women want to be married? You know, in your experience, all of the women you run into and talk to.
I don't think 90% of women want to be married.
Mm-mm. Because I agree with you. And the reason why I agree with you, because I think the attraction is in the lifestyle more so the union.
They want a man to take care of them, but they don't want to be married to that man.
Right.
They want to wear, like, they want to be wives.
It's probably like what you said, 45% at best.
Oh, damn.
What's the number you said?
45.
Yeah, I was on the 50.
Can I just say this?
I believe in her because the way men are moving today and operating, a lot of men, more than enough men are willing to give these women the lifestyle as if they were married, even kids, for crying out loud, on the level of someone that's in the union of holy matrimony. And these women are like, okay, look, I don't have to get married. I don't have to be locked down under a man's power. I don't have to submit. There's so many men out here that's simping away to be able to give me all the things I want. I can go and invest in my body and get all the things I want. And it's a trend.
Always come back to the men. It always come back to the men, bro.
Yeah, but Bruiser, with that said, there's a time limit on that.
That's all they want, he.
And that's
So what are they going
to do? They're not thinking prospectively, though. They're not thinking.
It is a time limit, but they're willing. They're willing to gamble.
They rotate.
Yeah, they're willing to
forego. They got rosters now.
So you got 15 years. You got 15 good years, and yeah, then that's it.
They think they got forever.
The 35 to 40 mark, and then what? That man gonna try to go get a younger model, new model?
Do y'all ever hear?
Then what you gonna do? Then what the woman gonna do? She gonna then all of a sudden she gonna get right in the mind and settle? Is that the plan?
They'll always be a cent waiting for her. They'll always.
You know what? I think they have a card that they play. I think it's a biological card. Unfortunately. They play, and it's not even something that they intentionally play. I think in their bodies and in their minds, it automatically comes out due to their nature. I think they know that they got a time clock. They're aware of it, and I think once they run into menopause, and it kind of just evens out. You get what I mean?
Have y'all heard women say, "I can date the daddy and the son"? Oh, at that transition, yeah, that's a thing. I think at that transition, that's what they've started alluding to in their brain. And when y'all say the time, oh, you got a good 15, 16 years, and like, I can't see your name. I don't have my glasses on.
I got a question.
It's always going to be somebody out there that will do it. So that's why it's a tragedy, right? Bro,
it's always some suck.
Always a guy. It's always a guy. There's always a guy that didn't get that high school girl or didn't get that girl when she was the finest. And when she ran down, he like, this is my chance, because to him, she's still that. I see it all the time, bro.
So you saying they're going to spin the block?
Yeah. So he's right. There's some Forrest Gumps out there that's waiting on Jenny to humble herself and come back home.
I think a lot of men today got to realize that. I think one thing the women are showing them is that women have realized that they can live life outside of the traditions of needing men. I think men are having the bigger problem, because we really think, like Homie said, he felt like 90% of women want to be married. Women didn't even agree with that. That's not what women want. You know what I'm saying? Women want an experience. And I think men keep looking. I think what's tricking men are, no disrespect to marriage, because I respect Lady Di. Y'all think y'all got a beautiful, I think y'all a perfect example of working together. Everything we talk about, I think you and your husband is the perfect example of that. I respect y'all highly.
Appreciate
but that, I think married couples are really the minority. I think most people, we need to follow the people who are not married, not to say follow them, but to see that that's the norm. Most people really just want to be happy. And if they can do it with somebody, cool. If not, that's cool too. I think men are having the biggest problem of finding meaning in life outside of the submission of a woman. I think a lot of men are having trouble with, what am I supposed to be if I don't have a woman that's submitting, listening to me? Not saying it's a bad thing, but I think women have found how they live in life without men, and they chilling. They might get horny a little bit. They might, when they feel pay a little bit. That's working at McDonald's and been more comfortable.
I'm with you when you're right.
I think men is really the ones that's suffering from trying to find meaning of life without, you know, a lady listening to everything they say. I think men got involved too. Not like these women is different, bro.
I agree with that last part.
It's not that men can't find it. Men struggle imposing his will, you know, imposing his masculinity on women and making her bend to the way he want to bend. That's what we like.
And she think like men. Like, if anything, women are showing you how to be men. They don't give a fuck. Men is the one like, I don't know, should I say that? I don't know. Is that
like that? Yeah, I play that video, Hank, on Monday, of the woman that's like, if you ain't got no money, I don't have anything else for you. But he was trying to have a conversation with her, and she's like, I just want money. And she was very direct. What I was saying on the live was, you know, men aren't necessarily that direct. You know what I mean? And so you can respect someone who is more direct. So when you say, you know, they don't want to impose their will, it's like,
that's why I'm showing men how to operate in relationships, how to carry himself in dating, how to bring back that masculinity within himself and impose his will whenever it comes to dealing with these women. Because either you're gonna play or you're gonna get played. Period.
It's hard to teach people that
goes back to the beginning too. Because when Eve ate the fruit, Adam ain't say nothing. But they both knew what the law was. So
Can I ask y'all a question? If we never heard of that story, how would we view women today? If we didn't have that as a point of reference,
you would view women as a point of reference. You would view women based off of your experience in your household and what you see out here in society.
Like, the Bible ain't nothing but a guideline, bro.
I think the Bible makes women good and bad. Because on one hand, sometimes women's intuition works and sometimes it doesn't. And I think that story has plagued women more than it helped them. Because now, anytime a woman sees some alternative, it's the Eve thing. Sometimes, I'm going to be honest, because I ain't no fake dude. I'm going to keep it a buck. It's sometimes a woman sees something I don't see. And everybody in my life like, nah, she tripping. And sometimes she was right. It may not have been a traditional thing. She peeped something that I didn't peep. But a lot of people be like, oh, that's that Eve energy. You know, she trying to go against. sometimes you need to go against the fucking grain and do something different. Most of the people who changed the world went outside the box. People that stay in this box don't even make shake shit up. The people that shake the world is those who said, I know everybody's doing this. I know this is what this said. I know what this book said, but I'm going to do it this way. Those are the people the world
remembers. My argument for that, Illa, would be that everybody's going against the grain. That's why we have the problems that we have. Like, well, that's no, honestly, well, that's really what the problem is.
We've abandoned tradition.
What Illa was saying, I don't completely agree with what he's saying, talking about men are suffering more than women. Now, men, like I said before on King Talk, men are okay with being by themselves. They good. They'll sit at home, play their video games, watch movies, pay $40, get a little shot of ass, do what they do at the strip club, and just be content being by themselves. They don't have to be around other men. They okay with just being by themselves at peace. But women, it's not the same because they need that attention.
That's
that
what I was saying.
Women, they do certain things to get a praise for other women.
Right.
You know, men don't do all that. They just continue.
I agree, Hank. I agree. I'm going to clarify. What I mean is like this, right? Men crave a connection from the woman on a deep level. The woman be craving the experience from a man. So I feel like it's more men wanting that craving of the connection. Like, we can be alone.